Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, June 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Humanitarian relief programs were suspended because of recent fighting in Bukavu. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says the fact that their teams didn't evacuate speaks volumes.
They've been able to help a lot of the people who are hungry, and this has been a real good testimony to say that Christians love people and they want to work and help people, and love and kindness and that kind of a testimony and commitment to what you believe, I think, sometimes speaks louder than just preaching. And so this has opened up some doors to sharing the gospel.
Next, this fall, the World Bible Translation Center hopes to launch its next teaching tool for the Spanish-speaking world. Teams are wrapping up the Old Testament translation in easy-to-read Spanish. WBTC's Rafael Serrano says printing is slated for November. Once released, church leaders see to the next phase.
We ask for prayer, especially for prison ministries, for new readers ministries, for churches that are interested in evangelize, for those Christians that are looking for preaching the gospel to those who don't know Christ.
And some changes in Albania will allow difficult adoptions to be processed more quickly. The new family law can shorten the time before children can be listed for adoption. Bethany Christian Services predicts that some children will be younger at the time of placement and will be able to be moved into a home more quickly. Since the early 1990s, Bethany continues to support their Albanian friends and provide social and medical services in clinics throughout the country. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.